For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we try to bring you a lot of good information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. And this is a reminder that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. You can get expert advice on supplements and your health. They carry superior supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. Now, a reminder that we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Please tune in next Sunday for Kevin's interview with Deanna Minich on detoxification. Now, our guest today is Mark Isaacson, president and CEO of Village Green Apothecary, which, as most of you probably know, it is an integrative pharmacy that's been providing customers with individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products and resources for more than 50 years. That's amazing to me. And I want to tell you a little bit more about Mark. He's in partnership with Dr. Joseph Pizzorno, which you've heard if you were lucky enough to listen to the show a few weeks ago. Dr. Pizzorno is the founder of Bastyr University and co-author of the Encyclopedia of Natural Medicine. And Mark and Dr. Pizzorno are launching a science-based personalized health platform called IQU. That's IQU. Mark's passion is using science, technology, and logic to scale personalization in collaboration with Dr. Pizzorno and his team. We have a lot of interesting information. Welcome to the show, Mark. It's so good to have you here.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thanks, Dana.
Well, let's talk about the background. Why have you become so interested? I know, and I've talked to you, but I want our listeners to know this.
So, look, I had the good fortune of taking over the ownership of Village Green Apothecary about 15 years ago from Mickey Weinstein and Irv Rosenberg, the founders, you know, the visionary guys. And, you know, one of the unique things that attracted me to Village Green is that we have always, for decades, been doing this work in our compounding lab, where truly we were doing personalization for all these years before anyone was even talking about personalization. And we have been collaborating with thought-leading medical doctors, clinical nutritionists, naturopathic doctors all over the country. And in this collaboration, we have been doing this combination where it's been the practitioner who's been doing lab work, in-depth assessments, and then collaborating with us to figure out what are the appropriate vitamins, minerals, and amino acids designed for a particular person. So I have just seen over all these years the incredible outcomes that we produced. But the challenge has always been, how do you take that and how do you make that accessible? And how do you scale that? Because the existing practitioners today who can literally do in-depth assessment on someone and review lab work, and today it's going to the next level. They're looking at genomics as well. So as I say, the folks that can do that, it's really like a needle in a haystack. Very, very rare to find one of those individuals. And if you're lucky enough to find an individual like that, they're potentially backed up 3-6 months a year to see them. They're going to cost you a good amount of money. They're very well worth it. But I mean, the whole process is a time-involved process and a lot of money. So I think we're looking at ways to do
it. It's not efficient. And, you know, you and I had talked before that it was always my dream that we would be able to use technology to scale this down to more simplicity and enable more practitioners to utilize nutrition without spending a lifetime, as I have, in the field to learn what I've learned. And I think you've nailed it.
I mean, Dana, and I 100% agree with you. I mean, the big challenge is that there's such few people that can really do this work today, and your point is right on, that for people to learn and be able to do this, it can take years and years and years of knowledge base to do that. And obviously, the way our healthcare system is now, we don't have too many years, you know, to be able to scale this, because I believe firmly that this is the potential solution to the current healthcare crisis that we face.
And let's talk more about the crisis, because it seems to me that as traditional medicine is going in one direction, alternative complementary functional medicine, and I love the term functional, is going in the other direction. A traditional medicine is treating people like cars. Somebody works on a door, somebody works on the window, somebody works on the wheels. And they're really not connected. As I see this disaster, we're treated, you know, patients are treated in pieces.
Yes.
15 minutes for high blood pressure.
Yes.
And you don't look at the whole patient. In fact, there are limitations on how long a professional, a doctor, can, how often a very complex appointment can be utilized. And if you're in Medicare, you're under the gun.
Right.
You're not
right.
supposed to right. do long appointments. And you and I know the people that have complex health issues take 30 minutes to even tell you about themselves. And that's being, often it's longer. It can be 45 minutes.
Yes. Yes. I mean, that's correct. I mean, I would just put it simply and say, you've got our traditional health care system that really is what I always term a disease state management, a symptom management system. And look, we as an integrated pharmacy, we have pharmacists. You know, we have a team of 50 people. We have experts, and we dispense pharmaceuticals, and there is at times a place for that. But it's a much smaller piece of the equation than what it should be, right? And the as your point, our current system looks at a slice of the pie. It's not looking at all the underlying root cause that's driving the conditions. It's looking at how do we treat and manage the symptoms. And at the core of it, 90% of all pharmaceuticals, give or take a little bit, do not treat underlying root cause, right? They
Absolutely.
Manage symptoms. Listen, and the other thing I'll say on this, Dana, that you might find interesting. So Dr. Joe Pizzorno, you know, has come up with this little bit of this analogy now. I mean, you sort of have, you have two cultures emerging. I would call one of, and he calls them, this is from him, he calls one of the cultures the chemical and the toxin and almost, I wouldn't say totally the traditional medicine, but the culture that is fixated on potentially just taking a one-size-fits-all type of approach. And the other culture is this quickly emerging functional medicine, self-care, healing approach using nutrition and lifestyle, getting to the underlying root cause. So two different paths. But I do think that there is a convergence that's going to happen between these two paths.
Well, it's the public that's making it happen. And traditional medicine has become very aware that people are willing to spend out of pocket huge amounts of money. And they've been watching this as I've been watching medicine, watching this somewhat suspiciously at first. Now they want a piece of the pie. They want to engage in it. And there are some pharmaceutical companies that have started purchasing supplement companies. And there are lots of opinions on whether that's a good thing or not. But if you're going to merge, that's part of it, the merging. And I do believe it's driven not just by the public, but by the grassroots organizations.
Yeah. And look, I think at the end of the day, it's going to be proven and driven by results.
Oh, yes.
I mean, it's the economic model. And I think for the first time, we are getting very, very close on the economic model and having the data to really accelerate the functional medicine, nutrition, the personalized health overall approach. And look, I mean, I don't think there's anybody, because I go out and I'm doing a reasonable amount of outreach to customers and practitioners and traveling all over the country and, you know, doing some talks here and there a little bit. And if you ask everybody in general, is the current healthcare system working, right? And the resounding answer is no, it's not working. And then I can give you a couple of these incredible pieces of data that just support it really easily. So I'll give you a couple of data points. So in 1960, healthcare made up about healthcare costs made up about 5% of our overall economy. Today it's 20%, right?
Wow.
In 1960, but the question is what's happening with diseases, right? I mean, that's a big question because you're spending a ton more money than you were in 1960. Makes sense. More technology, this and that. So you would think all of a sudden we got to be healthier. Well, in 1960, a couple examples, we had less than 1% of the population had diabetes. Today, that number is approximately 10%. Mm-hmm. And the pre-diabetic number is more than 30% of our population is pre-diabetic.
Absolutely.
The other number that's pretty astounding, I would say also, in 1970, approximately 34% of the population between 18 and 65, 1970 now, were diagnosed with a chronic disease. Fast forward to today, the 18 to 65-year-old group, right, that has increased by 50% to approximately 51% of the entire population today has a chronic disease. So here we are. We're spending more money than we have ever spent. We have the greatest technology, right, in the world. And yet we are sicker and we are spending more money. And we're in a situation where it's really an epidemic crisis that we're facing.
You said this so well, and the statistics blow my mind, because if you think of human beings since the beginning of human time on Earth, look what we have done in 100 years. We have, for 200 years, we have man-made chemicals, toxins, no requirement to test. And when I say this, people think I'm making it up. And so if anybody has a question about it, they can email me at danalake@AOL.com and I will send you the information. The Toxic Substances Control Act of 1976 was really, my being a little facetious here, the Protect the Manufacturers of Toxins Act. And it allowed them to not test, to protect their patent rights, and to not disclose. They have kept, of 84,000, and it's actually higher than that, toxins, man-made chemicals, 200 have been tested, according to the EPA. Only 200. Yeah. 17,000 are allowed to be kept secret. And Congress has been working on this for a decade or more. The industry's involved because they know the end is near and that there has to be something done. The trouble is, these toxins don't leave because we ban them. DDT shows up in the blood as DDE. We can measure these. They don't have legs and they get up and they leave the earth. They're in the polar ice cap.
Right.
And I know you want to talk more about that subject. I know we have so much to talk about, and I want to tell our listeners, for those of you who've just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. Want you to stay with us. We're having a fabulous conversation with Mark Isaacson, president and CEO of Village Green Apothecary, and we're talking about the healthcare crisis. We're talking about solutions. We're talking about integrative functional medicine. And Village Green has so much to offer. So stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress these days? Pressure from your job, personal life, politics? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary can help you achieve a healthier lifestyle with our wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 50 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, and they're located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and please tune in next Sunday for Kevin's interview with Deanna Minich on detoxification. And speaking of detoxification, we're talking about toxins and detoxification and personalized medicine. Our guest today is Mark Isaacson, who's president and CEO of Village Green Apothecary, which you know, and I will repeat, is an integrative pharmacy that has been providing customers with individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products and resources for more than 50 years. And that's a reminder that that is a length of time that I have had a relationship with the organization. And I want to, again, thank you for being on the show, Mark. And we've been discussing your favorite subjects and mine. So let's keep it going. We've been talking about the broken healthcare system and what functional, integrative, personalized medicine approaches can do. And I also want you to discuss that IQU that you're providing at Village Green. It's very exciting.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess the other point that I'd like to make, because I know that Dr. Joe Bizzorno, who's my partner, and it's his really science and research team, who's driving this movement to be able to scale personalization, make it much more acceptable, much more economical to folks. I mean, his book that just came out, which you can actually go and find information there, on, it's one word, it's detoxinsolution.com, detoxinsolution.com. I mean, to me, this relates to the data that we were just talking about. It is, I truly believe this is like a revolutionary or a generational potential book, because Dr. Joe, as I warmly call him, is really the first person, I believe, in our understanding, to look at 60 or 70 of the biggest toxins that are impacting health, right? And look at thousands and thousands of clinical studies. So done the most in-depth research. And these are kind of the broad spectrum of categories. I mean, we're talking about environmental toxins. We're talking about pesticides, heavy metals, home toxins. We're talking about body care and cosmetic toxins. We're talking about packaging that our food is in, right? That whole pile. And he's laid that over. And then he's looked at which of these toxins actually have clinical data matching those up with disease states. And we're talking about the biggest disease states, whether it's autoimmune diseases, cancer, cardiovascular, neurological, digestive, right? And the book and the evidence, the toxin solution data and the book is so clear that it's really overwhelming. I mean, you can almost say it's shocking how much data there is that's so under the radar screen, right? And it clearly shows that toxins are really the biggest driver of a lot of the healthcare crisis and these chronic diseases that we're all facing. And I can give one great example. One great example is diabetes. So diabetes, which is probably considered the biggest contributor to healthcare costs today in the U.S., right, with the combination of pre-diabetic and diabetic type 2, you know, over 100 million people, right, impacted.
Huge.
Right. So he's identified 12 toxins that are directly linked to blood sugar regulation and directly linked to impacting the endocrine system and changing it. And it's those toxins that it's not the foods. This is the shocking news. I say this, you know, based on Dr. Joe's research and his team, it's not the sugar, it's not the food, it's not the diet that are primary, right? It is the toxins that are, you know, the big impact and the big driver of diabetes. So the other thing I'll say on that point is that it is, but the food is very relevant because, and this is where probably people get confused or why people have been so focused on sugar and food, is that it is the food that's the delivery system and the carrier for 70% of all the toxins that are
of
impacting
course.
Us.
Right? That's the entry. And just as a reminder, a lot of people will say, well, it's genetic. My parents had this problem. There are no genetic epidemics. So what's happened is epigenetics. And that means what you come into the world with meets environment. When genetics meets environment, the result is epigenetics. So if that environment is unhealthy and you've got some susceptible gene variants, you're going to have a negative outcome. And that's going to tilt you in the direction. Is it diabetes in your family? Is it heart disease? It's my analogy, and I think this came from one of my mentors, Emmanuel Sharaskin. If you hang five chain links, and you put a weak link in each chain at a different place, and you overload the chains, they all break, but in a different link. They break where it's susceptible. And we are the exact same way. So you can be exposed to the same things, husband, wife, families, neighbors, and come out very differently. For one, it might be cancer. For others, autoimmunity. And so I don't think the medical community is uniquely aware of this connection. And how broad it is. They're still looking at each disease succinctly in and of itself and not its relationship. Head bones connected.
Right. And look, this is kind of a little bit of a good segue, I would say, into IQU and what we're doing, because we are specifically now, which I think is really neat, is we're looking at three sets of data. And it'd be great to get your thought on that. But we're looking at three sets of data that we think are the critical functional medicine, clinical nutrition, you know, integrative approach. You know, they're super important that you have to be able to look at. So one is what you talk about all the time is the epigenetics, right? So we have a dedicated epigenetic in-depth intake assessment. So that's part one. That's one data set. The second data set is biochemistry, right? And the biochemistry you identify through doing traditional lab work, and maybe even some functional medicine lab work, but it's lab work. And the third data set is the genes and the genetic SNPs that you look at, right? So those are the three things. We actually have a little a fancy scientific word that we've coined for this called epibiogenetics.
Oh, I love
right?
that.
So it's those three people. Epi is epigenetic, bio is biochemistry, and genetics is obviously genes. So what we're very focused on is that, and people aren't really discussing this a lot, when you have epigenetics and you talk about your lifestyle, right, and all the external epigenetics, all the external things, this is the way that I look at it, my simplistic as a non-practitioner, I look at it and say epigenetics are really all the external things for the most part that are impacting your biochemistry and ultimately causing genes to express or not express, right?
Right.
Is that a fair way? So that's epigenetics. But, you know, epigenetics and your lifestyle, it's one of a kind, right? There's nobody else that has your exact uniqueness and lifestyle, right? Whether it's the places that you are traveling to or where you live in terms of air and water quality, or it's the all the different foods and quantities of those foods you're eating and where you're getting those foods from, right? Or whether you're drinking this or alcohol consumption or secondhand smoke and so forth. So, I mean, that's one of a kind, right?
You know, this the gene expression and what we now know about the human genome, we know of a small percentage, but what we know is exciting, and it's going to become more exciting as we learn more about it. And the uniqueness, actually, one of my colleagues that I lecture with was on the team that discovered epigenetics in the mid-90s at NIH, and they had to be quiet until another facility documented that turning what we understood about genetics upside down. We were all taught it's carved in stone. There's nothing you can do about it. And the expression or non-expression is expression of a gene may be negative or it may be positive, depending on the gene and what it's supposed to be doing. And so I like to use the term that we are affecting gene expression toward the most healthy function and trying to get away from the unhealthy function, whether it's expressing or non-expressing.
Right, right.
So it's fascinating. More in. I love this epibiogenetics.
Yeah, yeah.
Brilliant.
So look, this is – so I just explained epi is one of a kind, so I want to make sure this is clear too. Is it biochemistry in labs? I mean, people don't think of it, but biochemistry is one of a kind for everybody. And everyone knows genes are one of a kind unless you have a twin. But it is those three buckets of data. And as you perfectly expressed, it is this ability to understand. So we're accelerating now. So what I say is we could not have done what we are doing even really a few years ago. Because the genome was sorted out, the human genome, like within the last 20 years.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Right. So, I mean, 20 years ago, we didn't even know what the human genome was. And today, all of a sudden, we not only understand the genome, but now the science is just accelerating at such an incredible pace to understand very specific genes, very specific SNPs, and how they... You know, how that ties into biochemistry and as you noted, what is the underlying root of why certain genes might be expressing positively, which is what we want them to do, or not if they're the wrong genes, we don't want them to express. So it's just a phenomenal time that's happening now.
You know, and it's moving so fast that the average practitioner, if you think about the medical practitioners and they have to take continuing education, it's learning a new language. It's like taking on learning Japanese, and now you're going to speak Japanese. And I know that many of the traditional practitioners that venture into this field, and I certainly know and have worked with a lot of them, they're looked at often as jumping off the edge of a cliff. You don't unlearn a language. So you come out of medical school with a common language.
Yeah.
Then you can learn about herbs and supplements. And now we've got epigenetics and we've got genomes and we've got more information about chemistry. Look at all those languages. You can still choose from the traditional. And I work with Pam Compart, as you know, and she will often say, okay, the traditional part of my training suggests this. And so you mentioned it early on, this integrating that is starting to occur. I think it's being driven, you mentioned, by success. absolutely being driven by success.
Right. Yeah.
And by the public, who's educated now.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's like I'm talking a lot these days about there's this convergence, right? So there is the convergence. On one end, you've got this convergence of all this incredible science that's going on now, whether that science is related to genome, whether it's related to understanding pharmaceuticals better, whether that's it's understanding foods better, nutrients better, and certainly what Dr. Joe Pizzorno is doing with toxins. So you've got all this science that just continues to accelerate, but you've got all of the computers and database capacity and handheld devices, which allows you to take all this incredible science and stuff that's going on out there and put it in one place. And then you also have logic. That's the third piece of the puzzle. AI, artificial intelligence, logic, algorithms, which is kind of all these different pieces, what our platform is made up of.
This is fascinating.
Which allows us to the first time to house all this data and help all of these people. Because what you say, Dana, is 100% correct. It's almost overwhelming, the science and the data and the acceleration that's going on for a practitioner to be able to capture and understand all this. This is where we want to use tools to be able to help customers, clients, practitioners out to be able to house the data.
And that's what underlies your IQU.
Yes.
And just a reminder, if you've just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, and we're having a really provocative and interesting discussion with Mark Isaacson, who is president and CEO of Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us, folks. We're going to be right back after this break.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO-verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't meet? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. Our expert team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths who can offer you advice on nutritional products and personalized healthy living plans. We also offer specialized lab and micronutrient testing to our customers. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I'm your host for the hour. I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. And I want you to remember to tune in next Sunday because Kevin will be interviewing Deanna Minich on detoxification. Our guest today is Mark Isaacson, president and CEO of Village Green Apothecary, an integrative pharmacy that has been providing customers with individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products and resources for more than 50 years. And we've been talking about IQU. We've been talking about the expansion of data, the personalized medicine. And when you reminded me that because of the compounding unit you have, where you can compound medicines and supplements, that was personalized. And that's been going on for the entire existence of Village Green.
Yeah,
I think that's fascinating.
Right. And that's where we've made just such great impact in transforming so many folks' lives. And now IQU and what we're doing now in the discussion is just all about how you make this incredible ability to personalize available now, which really, as I was saying before, 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago, we couldn't do it. But now with the convergence of the technology and the science and the logic and the platform that we've built, I mean, everyone can truly do personalization for them. And we think this is the needle mover of what healthcare really needs.
You know, it to me, it's so exciting to hear how you explain it. You do it so well. For our listeners, many of them are right now saying, how can I get this?
Yeah.
What do I need to do? Do I engage my doctor? So walk us through it.
Yeah, so there's a couple of different ways. But look, the core thing that anybody can do as a simple starting point is we have a website. And IQU, the letters are 5 letters, IQYOU, that's IQU, and the website is IQU Health, one word, IQUhealth.com. So anybody literally today, I mean, now we're in beta and we're refining, but we have really thousands of people already who are starting to come in and use the platform. So you can come in and you go to that website and you simply log in like you would sign in and log in. It's HIPAA compliant. You know, very secure. It's like equivalent to like bank level of security. And you can go in there and you start off simply by taking 10, 12 minutes or so and doing what we've talked about a little bit, this epigenetic assessment. So it's a bunch of great questions related to your lifestyle, your foods. We have over 4,000 pharmaceuticals, you know, in a search function. So you just put your generic in there, or your branded name in there, and you do the other typical health assessment kinds of things. You put your symptoms in, you put things you're diagnosed with, you put your family history in. So it is really interesting because we start with a profile and we ask you, Dana, as an example, age, gender, weight, ethnicity, height, zip code. So every time you answer a question or data, we literally have thousands underneath. I always give like the iceberg example.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have the top of the iceberg that you see above the water, but you have this huge, massive piece of ice that's underneath the water that you never see. And that's in essence what we have going on with our platform. You're answering all these questions and you're saying, well, what's going on? Well, every time you put an answer down, you know, literally all your potential outputs are changing. Right.
And I'll give you, it's based on what you say. So if you just say you have fatigue, it goes further.
Well, right. So in other words, we will actually populate. Right. If you have a condition. So look, and I got to make this clear. We are not diagnosing or treating. This is all about understanding what is functional medicine and clinical nutrition. It's really understanding your underlying core. What is it? Systems. So understanding your main functional systems, which would include digestion, neurological, and endocrine, and things like that, and just understanding, you know, what's off, you know, what's impacting those things, right? Which could obviously be triggers to symptoms and so forth, for sure. And that's in essence what we're doing. But a great example is one simple data point that we ask, which people would never think is meaningful, is we actually ask you your zip code. And we actually ask you two zip codes now. Your primary zip code, which could be your home zip code. Mm-hmm. And we ask you your work zip code. Or if someone's at school, it could be their school zip code, right? We could ask more. But we're asking that because we're tied in. Our logic and data is tied into the EPA database by zip code. So that, and this is a point of how quickly science, technology, logic is accelerating. So that means just by getting your zip code, we can actually look at the water and air quality and the toxins for water and air quality by those zip codes that could be, you know, impacting and creating symptoms, fatigue, energy, sleep problems, whatever it might be.
So there's obviously a report available. And then the patient, the consumer, can share that.
So look, that's stage one. So no matter what you do in the system, we will give you information. We will give you outcome. But I also want to make it clear there's three pieces to this. So the first piece is what we just described, the epigenetic assessment, right? Answering questions free. You get some results data. You will get some recommendations doing that. Then there are two other pieces. So we actually believe it's a third, and a third, right? So it's epigenetics first. Second is labs. So then we would say optimally, right? So the epigenetics we look at and say that gives you like the 30,000-foot view, right? And we give you right away, just based on those questions, we will give you a scientifically-based health score. We will give you a scientifically-based metabolic risk score, which really is a risk score, a risk score for metabolic syndrome, which includes risk for blood sugar, risk for weight gain, risk for cardiovascular, and we give you a toxic risk score, right? So just by answering the questions. And then we give you, but we still give you some actions and most important things for you to do from the lifestyle perspective. We give you foods, we give you lifestyle pieces, and we give you nutrients. But again, it's the 30,000-foot view. If you truly want to personalize, we highly encourage you to use the system to its full capacity. And the full capacity then says there are labs, right? So there are basic foundational labs, and we were talking about this during the break. But there are basic biochemistry labs that the doctors are doing with their patients every day during a checkup, you know, all the time for their annual physicals. So we would encourage the customer client with their practitioner, you know, either way, to put those lab results in. And then we have genetics. That's the other piece. So we've got this great little way that we connect with 23andMe, which is the most economical way. They are the largest, we believe, approximately the largest genomic testing company that exists. They've got probably a couple million people that have already done genomic testing with them. And the greatest thing is you can do that for $99 and order that little test. They send you a little tube. You spit in it. You put your saliva in. You send it back 4 or 5 weeks. You have all this great data that we can access from them, right, with a link, and boom, you have your genetics embedded in the platform as well.
So you have this combination of information that's yours, and you can go to your practitioner with it. It's available to your practitioner.
Yep.
You get advice on lifestyle and supplements and diet. It's fascinating. What is the cost to the consumer? I know in and signing up and filling things out is free.
Yeah, so the questionnaire portion, which is equivalent to the first third, is no cost, and we'll give you the data, the 30,000-foot view. You can So this is the other thing that we're doing. Consumers can come into this, right? Then it's really the consumers can, if they have their lab work, they can actually put their lab work in. If they get genomics, they can put that in. We actually create a link, and we encourage all consumers to utilize the link and send those results to their practitioner and or ideally collaborate with their practitioners. But if consumers want to start out on their own, they're able to do that. So the questions are free. Once you put your labs in and or genomics, either way, there's a cost of either $9 a month or $59 for the year, and that's it. We house the data for you. You can get ongoing updates on your health score. You can put ongoing different labs and results in there to track and collaborate with your doctor and practitioner. And we also have this very high level ability, which is part of this premium cost, to actually customize foods. We have at this point over 1,000 recipes in our platform that are actually down to the micronutrients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids. So as you put this data in, we can look at your data and we actually tell you. So I always say, there's actually no need to figure out, this is what's coming and where we are today. There's no need to figure out what's the diet of the week, month, or year, right? What's on trend? Because actually, every one of us is one of a kind.
An N of one.
an N of one,
as they say in research. And that, you just hit one of my pet peeves. As if there's one diet for everyone on Earth, when you've got those Inuit people and Eskimos with a 70% fat diet, and those in the tropics perhaps between 50 and 20%. Those are natural diets. The human diet has such variation from vegetarianism to almost carnivores and everything in between. And we're going to keep this conversation going because this has been so interesting. And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Mark Isaacson, who is president and CEO of Village Green Apothecary, an integrative pharmacy. We talk about Village Green quite a bit, and it's exciting to have Mark here. We're going to talk more about the IQU program that he has described. So if you just tuned in, hang in there, folks, and stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't meet? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. Our expert team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths who can offer you advice on nutritional products and personalized healthy living plans. We also offer specialized lab and micronutrient testing to our customers. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. We're here every Sunday morning, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. Please tune in next Sunday for Kevin's interview with Deanna Minich on detoxification. Our guest today has been and still is Mark Isaacson, president and CEO of Village Green Apothecary, an integrative pharmacy that has been providing customers and with individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products and resources for more than 50 years. We have been focusing on this new system that's been in the works for decades, as I understand it, IQU Health. That's IQUHealth.com. And you can go on that website and start answering questions and get a personalized medicine overview to start with. Now, go through this again, Mark, with what this means both to the patients, customers, individuals, and their practitioners.
Yeah. So the other piece we hadn't quite gotten to yet is a practitioner. We're really saying to a consumer, you can go in, you can fill out this data, you can take the link, HIPAA-compliant, secure portal, and forward that to your practitioner so you can collaborate with them, right? Or look at the data if you want to really on your own, but we encourage a practitioner relationship for sure. On the practitioner side, a practitioner could literally have access to this in their own portal and send an email out and provide a link to a customer, client, patient, or all their patients, and have all their patients provide all of that data. So then a practitioner can have a consult and review the data, refine the data, and so forth. And I think so we're really working on developing this blended approach between traditional medicine and what we would call functional integrative medicine today. So data points that are very important for a traditional doctor to look at and evaluate a customer, client, patient are clearly lab work and the biochemistry. And we've really been very focused on the biochemistry and utilizing at this point primarily all these traditional labs that doctors are doing every single day to make it so that we've got the right, you know, the data that they understand, but has another level of relevancy, you know, to their customer, client, patient. So that's one piece of it. The second piece is that with the dynamics in healthcare today, right? We think the evidence is showing, you know, based on what we call this epibiogenetics, where we're talking about, you know, the assessment, epigenetics, and we're looking at biochemistry, we're looking at genes. Each three of those areas is unique, one of a kind of person, right? So this whole notion of doing clinical studies, so this is kind of, there's relevancy to it. And I always say, it's almost like our core healthcare system is still back in the 19th century or the 20th century, because really, I understand that we could not have looked at people on a personalized level, literally until almost today. But now that we can do it, it makes the clinical studies relevant on a level, but I would say not nearly as relevant as they were, because everybody is in effect a study of one. Mm-hmm. They're one of a kind. So there's so many of these different data points that just are so irrelevant to everybody as a group. So it's the one of a kind of approach, and we can do that now. And it is this one of a kind approach that we are already seeing. There is this clear movement to more and more doctors and practitioners moving to this more functional medicine approach, looking at underlying root cause. So it's a movement that's happening, and we think it's ultimately going to accelerate at this point very dramatically.
Well, with the patients initiating this on their own, they get the information, but it's also clear for their practitioner. So even though a practitioner may be a little leery, not knowing.
Oh, so this is a great point too, Dana. I mean, there's so many things we could discuss, but actually this platform is really designed to support practitioners a couple different ways. There are actually 40,000 clinical studies embedded in the platform. So every time you get a recommendation on certain foods or certain lifestyle or certain nutrients to use, you can dig deeper. So it's almost like a case study oriented platform, but a case study of, you know, everyone's a case study of one. So that's where we give a traditional practitioner, you know, the true clinical evidence and the studies behind almost every single recommendation that comes out of the platform.
It's so unique. And again, I'm going to remind people they can go to the website IQU Health, which is IQYOUHEALTH.com and sign up. There's no charge to do that. Put information in. Right. And you have emphasized the security because many people, of course, have concerns about security. So we're encouraging you to do that. What else do you want to share with us? We've got about 5 minutes, four minutes. Wish we had more time always.
No, but I would just look, as I said, the reason that I'm doing what I'm doing now is because our healthcare system is in crisis. We know that it's not sustainable. We are the sick generation. We are sicker than any other generation ever. And it is this combination of, like Dr. Joe Pizzorno talks about, toxins, toxin overload, right? It's the foods that we eat, right? It's these different factors, and it's this it's our core system that treats everybody as the same. It's the mass approach, and we're not. There's nobody that fits. That's the unfortunate thing. The truth is, nobody fits in the masses.
That's
nobody
right.
does. Everybody is so unique. And with our technology and platform, so we believe for sure this convergence is happening. It's going to happen very, very quickly. Traditional medicine does incredible things in terms of emergency medicine and helping in crisis, whatever that might need. And there's pharmaceuticals that do the same. Great. But where our system really fails us is treating all of these ongoing chronic diseases, autoimmune, cancer, cardiovascular, digestive, neurological, right? And the proof is coming, and the evidence is there that we're already seeing that what is happening in functional medicine and getting to the underlying root cause and looking at all these different systems and looking at all these quote-unquote epigenetics, all the external lifestyle impacts and all the toxins that are impacting people, and then understanding labs and biochemistry and understanding genes and being able to use all those data points together in the system that we have where it can truly be personalized. So literally, Dana, there are 300 and whatever that number is, 30 million people in the U.S. If we could somehow get 330 million people coming into our platform, we would there'd be outputs because there's millions of potential outputs and combinations of recommendations. There'd be 330 million different, you know, primary lifestyle foods and nutrients that those people ought to do to optimize their underlying biochemistry.
Well, you know, this is something that people know they're unique, and they are frustrated when they are not treated as unique. Well, everybody tolerates this at this dose. You should be able to tolerate it. And it's called idiopathic when someone has an atypical reaction to a medication, and that means we're idiots about the pathology. So you have done such an excellent job of explaining this, and I know we're going to be discussing it in our future interviews and our future discussions because it's just way too important. Thank you for being here.
My pleasure. Thank you, Dana.
And thank you, listeners, for joining us on The Essentials of Healthy Living. And a reminder that you can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. And please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists offer a personalized approach to help you with your health needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.